did need a laptop today.
Still got 3 microphones off.
Sorry.
And you can move yours a bit down so it's not right from your mouth. That's good. Okay, looks good. Okay.
What?
Okay. Actually, as a first thing, I just sort of did a little sort of brief version of what we have to do.
Interesting stuff at the meeting.
Yes.
For that, I was just copying the one script of the other documents, so it's all
okay, yeah. Let me go to this one.
Can you see it?
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we need the outline of the project type. I mean, what we're going to put into work.
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part.
Yeah, because I think that's going to be here, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's just something that you mentioned in the previous, like just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of saying that we could potentially do that.
Yeah, we can find something like that. This could be just some, just describe some screenshots as well.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking, even the stuff that I was doing, I mean, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, can you even have some weakness in your
life? Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm watching that. I have that at the very end screenshot, but that didn't show up on this page. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's a screenshot. Who has screenshots by the thing, each one, or that's just a bunch of them.
Anyways, so yeah, it's just very general structure. I guess from this, we can just pop in the letters and
yeah. I've written the topic segmentation.
Right? Cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this. I could do that before I'm on to you guys. Otherwise,
yeah.
Does anyone else want to throw it here? Actually, I can always still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
Thanks, Peter. That should be
perfectionist.
Yes.
Let's just cut out the
middleman. Yeah, exactly. You're not going to tell us you're going home anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. We'll send it to you. You can do the final
revision. Yeah, I'll look at it like when my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something.
I know, you're always online. It always makes me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
Sleep, just keep your computer on.
Yeah, you pretend, always busy. Yeah, right. So maybe.
But I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah.
I'm just not normal.
Yeah.
so.
Okay, so I'll send it off to you, and then.
Yeah, good with you, I'm gonna do the front and
Sabotage it.
And I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, was it what,
Yeah.
You can't see here, but, if you don't.
Oh, there's one.
Well, that's
Oh, I see.
The original.
Oh, this is the one that, okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably wanna think about if you wanna change the goals and stuff.
Mm.
I think it, one thing that we could probably skip, totally, is the removing things from the quality of life.
That's what I thought as well, I mean, do we, are we actually gonna attempt that?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so
too big.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be, we don't even know how to approach that, like, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have, to say, good, what we could have done if we had more time, good future work things, and it's good to continue.
Yeah.
It's final reports, should have we had more time?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Unless we discover some sort of time warp thing.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing.
So maybe, I mean, we should definitely, well, we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the initial specification.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, we decided the time was too.
Or we felt there were more important things to do, or something.
Yeah, something like that.
To learn about.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well, and say, we managed to do.
Yeah, this and this. Or some of them were a bit later or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a section.
Like, we haven't got a
prototype, could we, you know?
Yeah.
Nicely.
That's far on target or something.
Yeah, yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Plus or minus 2 days.
It doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic statement.
We don't have any SPLP assignments, do we?
And you can say, yeah, we say we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March, right?
Speaking of characters, they're supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 days
ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week, I'll tell you the answer
to that. Like, should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speaker characterization might get slimmer.
Yeah, that's right. I really want to do it.
We won't,
I mean,
this is
not,
yeah.
It's not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the meta data file.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be
new
one.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be something.
Yeah, because that may disappear, but we might put it down here. But we might not,
we might
turn
out. Yeah.
The topic segmentation with LC saving textiles basically done, just case to be done.
Tuned,
yeah. Search the parameter space main or something. See what happens.
You should probably do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted, that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on.
Well, I could probably just copy that strip of the other one as well. That's essentially the same as the ones. You know, more detail specifically.
Well, you could put,
should we, you think, like, what are things going together? Should we,
what if we're skipping the other one? It's not easy.
We just keep it together on the paper.
Have you taken any more
right now? And just see what?
Have you taken any more of look at it?
No, not
okay.
The
responses. Okay. You could probably. Enough a lot of time to look at that.
Yeah,
We could
it
just
might
make
be,
it up.
yeah.
So
Like I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we can leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found finally today something that I can build in, and it I should have something for tomorrow. I should have, you know, at least very least have a GUI and
Yeah.
a wire. I'll be wiring that in hopefully tomorrow morning. So I wanna get something. I wanna see this. I wanna get it together, have an image in my mind, and I just wanna see it
Yeah.
on the thing and then give me a screenshot.
Yeah.
Yeah, my intent is to work on these things tomorrow a bit more as well, so I know we'd send it in the afternoon. Maybe
Well,
I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention that
Yeah.
When it's done,
And also, sometimes it's a bit of a
hopefully
motivating factor too. I mean, you write down the words and the ideas and it's like, oh, I'm sure I'll do this later.
Yeah.
All falls together.
How about the underlying data for it? For the inverted file? How's that
Oh.
coming along?
Well, I was still like struggling with Java stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
What's coming
I'm
along?
working. I think I was wondering about that is I haven't looked at it so much, but if in case know how you can do the like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and
Easy,
that
yeah,
sort of thing.
just
Is it?
yeah, well, just when he pulls up the segments,
Yeah.
part of that, one of the attributes, we do get attributes, call the method just
Oh,
get
okay.
attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those, and then just you can, that'll tell you what attributes it's got,
Okay.
and then you give it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say, get attribute input, I think the method's called get attribute. And
Okay.
it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that will tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay. Yeah, so now I can just plug it in some
Yeah, that's on
information.
the non-write element.
What on the
The object is a non-write element, I think.
Okay.
That's it.
So is there did you have you made another end browser? Is there something that I
There
can
is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it in from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already.
Not since you looked at
Oh,
it
really?
last.
Since Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I
I've
thought
been
you said,
tonight, that's
okay, all right, I see. Okay. I thought you said you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were gonna fix those on the weekend or something.
No.
No, okay.
After the weekend.
Okay.
Game is out.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. All of their stuff out there and actually, I'm gonna try and minimize the amount of changes I make to end browser anyways. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes for each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they you know, click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say, topics, summary, blah, 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 have three different windows come up? Or three, like
Well, at the moment, is
sub-panes,
there
sort
at the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is there a second result pane, or is there, you know, zoom a bit larger? What's
I thought what we sort of discussed last week was to have it sort of on the same window. So it'll be on the search window, bottom half of the search window. I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what it's going to be working
Yeah.
with. So it's just like you click those and just loads up, you know, splits
Yeah.
that thing into
Yeah.
two or three or whatever it is. One, two, three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if you want to do it that way, you know, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other
Yeah.
issues down the road, depending on.
Well, you confuse me. Do you have three separate windows with three separate different types of
No,
results?
just panes, just result panes.
Okay,
Return
not three different.
No. Okay, good, no. Yeah, so it's just when we click,
Separate.
you know, topics and summaries
Yeah.
for what we want to search, then we'll, you know, there'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So for
Or
two
tabs
topics,
or
one.
something.
not really tabs.
I quite like the idea of the tab.
But then you can't see all of them at the same time.
But
And it's
you wouldn't
just like
want to compare the result, the topic, one topic result with one summary result.
Well, it's, no, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you already
actually
see all the results.
Especially
yeah,
if you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
yeah.
The summary and the topic and transcript.
Yeah, that's true.
Or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah.
On the same one day.
I mean,
we
could order them by meeting, for example.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess that's the other thing, whether we want to have this reorder by.
Yeah, well, I mean, if
that's,
you know, that's the second step. The first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. Yeah, probably by meeting makes more sense. I mean, essentially they're in time order, so that kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Should be easy. Well, should be fairly easy, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those, the results to.
Sometimes in a case like that, like a run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever, and then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, not even a list box.
But if
where is it? It's coming from.
If you do it straight from, you get the result, and then there's a if statement saying it straight from the rock bottom level, saying if you found the segment, then cover it, print it,
right.
And whatever.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Yeah. It's just like from past experience. There's goofy little things that happen, and just to let you say certain things, and just kind of. Trying to do a different kind of, to go to a different window, so if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript or highlight the topic. At that point, that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're working with an event handler within the one panel or the response, whatever it is. There are ways around it, but whether I'll be able to figure something out like that, so for tomorrow, or delegates.
At the moment it works. It works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it? So.
I think you were saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. I think that was you were saying.
What do you mean it should work with anything?
Isn't Jonathan saying something like that? I think it was just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting.
The whole what fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's called. And that comes with a whole load of highlighting extras as well.
Okay.
As I say,
okay.
If you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something
clever
as well.
Maybe I should use that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called not text pane or something.
No, I'm sure it's not pane. No. I don't know.
That's
text.
The
yeah,
something
like
that.
Yeah.
Nom
text.
Yeah.
Most
of
them
is called
nom. Yeah. What's
nom
anyway?
Night object model? Night object model, I think that's what they need to. But the removing the disfluencies, have you done anything about it? Because I was wondering how we're going to write it back to HTML, XML, if we did the processing, writing it back to HTML.
We're just trying to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of as a
blob of text.
What was that on?
Text file.
Well, transcript. Oh, not transcript. No, because they would need all the other data if you wanted to put a transcript.
You will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not an XML.
Yeah.
That's true.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML for
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. So as opposed to
Select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want, just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah.
We'll just
put
an if loop in it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
leaves out some
certain
of the print segments.
Okay.
Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That
that's what I think.
That's sort of what we're
thinking
about.
They've written to
actually,
but
this makes more sense.
Whatever we done. But that will mean that you can only do things on. Actually, no, you can do things on word level. So, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're going to do the XML, fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
We would not be. Well, I mean, we're not going to do much more than just look at the room, like, the textbook room of distances. Because we're not going to search it, and we're not going to, like, listen to it. This one to do the audio thing.
Yeah.
So I guess just displaying it is
it's
right.
Yeah, yeah, you don't really need to do much more with it.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think it's like, well, how would we display that? Like, if we do take responses out and just, you know, create a text file for the response and the text
It would
file
just be a blur, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Unless we extract that out of the file and we create the text file.
Yeah, and then it will look ugly probably because it will look just black
yeah.
and white.
That's
true. Unless you want to
start probably the best thing to do.
I don't think it's going to take long to
no,
do
no.
anyway. It's just another. I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
It doesn't want to find
anything.
Yeah. And then it just goes through and says that this word equals that and print.
Yeah.
It's
just a bunch of if statements.
You can nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, having no power. So if certain, you know, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it on your one. But I mean, that's you know, fancy, but.
Yeah, you probably could actually. That's probably not more difficult. You just need to fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah.
The
good way of doing it not together is that if someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it. But I mean, you can write something like, we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if it's going to take too long, if it's going to take too long, we'll think about writing it to a file.
Shouldn't
they?
Just
be if statements.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that probably use like XSLT to kind of just transform it and kind of flip it into.
What's that?
Just transforms on like style sheet.
Oh, right.
It's kind of like there's usually things built into. Well, it should be built into Java process. I can just create whatever file it's going to be. Couple of years since I worked at any of this, that might even be easier. And then that way we could even pre-process that. Before. I don't know, we don't want to have to do that, right?
Even trying to read it in XML Java was a couple of going enough.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up doing that before.
Oh, really?
Could vault it back to night stuff because it was much easier.
Yeah.
So we can do it with night stuff, do it with night stuff. Java, trying to do it, it was just so complicated, it was ridiculous. I can't believe it. You have to start defining object models like we like to think of.
Yeah, it's serious.
All bizarre. Since some weird things
actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, was it Jonathan and Gene? Like just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just like have the object model and just kind of like plug and play with everything and just to actually use the system. You know, at a higher level, rather than kind of playing around with a little bit of code and modifying their code and doing so. We need to just sort of see what they're doing. So I might try and contact them and see if there's any things that they can give us. Just to get things, I don't know, maybe at a higher level, I guess. Seems to be more interesting to use it as a real developer. It just seems like a little tinkering here and there, just having good things.
That's what programming is all about, I'm afraid.
No, it shouldn't be. Once you get higher level, it should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with the brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bring those to reality.
Yeah, maybe it's the high-end thing. Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something, if you want to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything at the moment. I want to do it superficially.
Like the thing that I was saying there as well is that once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done. It's a file, text file works and all that. Yeah, just, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference really either way to me. So, if it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, that it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially with Java and sort of crap. If it's loading the file and processing.
Well, it has already done it anyway.
Yeah, it's faster, it's loaded. It's just a for loop, really. It's really fine.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's out of memory.
Yeah.
So should we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I included the future work in my own section, but
okay.
I'll say what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And some issues.
It's what we've done already, and then, you know,
might lose a bit of continuity if you do that. That's what I was thinking. And sometimes it's easier to have the topic in the inside of the sections.
Yeah.
So you talk about speed characters and speed characters.
That does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, you know, things that we're still working on. Things
goals
like,
or something.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah,
bullet,
that's right.
Bullet,
yeah.
Bullet points.
Yeah,
yeah. Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there,
yeah,
they're not together, you lose a lot of the
yeah, So we're all still writing out somebody's sending them to you, you said it was.
Or she'll just take, she can take it from you. Or
I can't.
Or no.
What?
I can, yeah, sure, if you want to send them. Actually, that's a good idea. I'll take one quick look over, try and get it as good as I think they'll be.
Yeah.
You stick it together, she'll shine it.
Yeah. And then send it on to us so that we can nod.
And correct back any like things that I thought was wrong in the English. Like, no.
They were changing dialogue back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I haven't used my pen.
I wrote with like four lines. Yeah, 12:30 tomorrow.
Oh,
Good job, you reminded me.